Well, good morning. Welcome to church. Great to have you here. For those here in person, thank you so much for persevering through another week of restrictions. We just really appreciate your heart, and thank you so much for joining us online, because we believe that no matter what comes our way, God is always bigger. Jesus Christ is above the whitewash of our world. He has all the authority. He has all the love. And He has the direction and the plans for our lives and for our church. And all He wants us to do is to gather together in His name as brothers and sisters in Christ, believing that the kingdom of God is still coming today all around us, into our neighborhoods, and is transforming us. I'm going to pray, and we're going to launch into this vision for us, what we believe God's putting on our hearts. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you so much that we can gather in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you and thank you that we are not left orphaned, but that you have breathed your Spirit out upon us and in us today. We thank you that you are present. I just pray, Lord, as we step into this vision for your church, that God, that you would bring this to life within us so that we would be a living embodiment of what you're putting on our hearts today. When we go from here, Lord, may we go with great confidence that you have good works for us to do. Lord Jesus, here we are, your children. We offer our faith to you. We offer our lives to you. And now we ask that you would come and reveal more and more of yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. As we take these next freedom steps, allow me to remind you, in 2019, we launched our vision, Freedom in Christ. And we launched this vision with a great, rich, powerful truth. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. God's Spirit brings freedom. God's Spirit is breathed out into your soul. God's Spirit is present in us. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom in our struggle. There is freedom in the groaning of this world. There is hope. There is meaning. There is purpose. Where the Spirit of God is, there is life. And our vision as a church is freedom in Christ. And I can say that our vision has gained great momentum in CBC over the last unfolding years. And our logo, it represents a community, a people that have risen up, have stood up, have taken up the cause to make a stand for loving others. We want to be a church that loves our world, that loves our family, that takes seriously the responsibilities that God has entrusted to us. I want to be a faithful husband. I want to be a loving father. I want to be a great friend. I want to overflow the love of God because the love of God has overflowed into me. And that love, when you know the love of God, your life can never be the same again. For we know a joy in the struggle, a freedom in the groaning. And this disc, this logo, it's more than just a symbol. It's about us, that we would stand up together with the love of God in our hearts to take the cross of Christ to the world. And that's what we've been doing. Revelation 1:5 says, "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sin by his blood." Our biggest groaning, our biggest struggle, our biggest challenge in life is that we sin. That's rebellion against God. We turn our back on God. We want to live life our own way. We say, "God, I know best. I'll do it my own way." And we're lonely without God. We're empty without God. Something's missing in here without God. But Jesus, look at the verse. To him, that's Jesus who loves us. Do you believe that? Jesus who loves you and has freed us from our sin. That's our biggest problem in life, our rebellion against God. Jesus has freed us. What did it cost him? His blood. But when he frees you, he doesn't free you from the grave. My friend, he's alive. And the living Lord Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, comes to you and breathes a new life into you. It's the power of God. It's a power greater than yourself to overcome what you can't in your own strength. That's the Spirit of God, alive and active in us and our world. And over the last few years, I'm really proud that our church is carrying our freedom in rich, creative ways. We have some brave, sacrificial, servant-hearted brothers and sisters in Christ that inspire me to keep taking this freedom in Christ to our world. So today I want to say well done. And therefore, we are going to take our next freedom steps together. This is what God's been putting on our heart, and our vision for 2021 is freedom to bless. This year, we want to unleash blessing into our neighborhood. Jesus has saved us because he loves us. Now he wants us to be a big, big blessing to our families, our neighbors, those that we influence. We are seeking to overflow our freedom in Christ with others, but we want to do it far more intentionally this year. It is so pleasing to God when we bless another in need, when we have eyes for others and go and love on that person. It pleases God. And I was very drawn by the Spirit of God to Ezekiel 47 last year as I felt the Lord putting this vision on our heart for 2021. Ezekiel 47, it's titled The River from the Temple. Let me give you a bit of backstory about Ezekiel. He's a prophet and his name means God is strong. Ezekiel was one of the 3,000 Israelites that went into exile at the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar in 597 BC. About 10 years before that, so about 588 BC, Jerusalem laid siege and the temple was burnt down to the ground. Ezekiel received his call when he was in a foreign land in Babylon. And as a prophet, God gave him many messages, but his main message was this: life without the temple. Now, the temple was the epicenter of worship. It's where the presence of God dwelt. With the temple in absolute ruins, there was a spiritual crisis in Israel. And yet, this was Ezekiel's message. God is not bound by a temple. God is not dead. More than 65 times in the book of Ezekiel, we read this phrase: then they will know that I am the Lord. God's sovereignty, his power, his strength, his blessing, his love is evident in his mobility. God is never confined to a temple. He made the universe. He's not confined to a temple. In Ezekiel 47, the river of life is a vision that Ezekiel gets. I want to read a few verses for us. Verse 1, Ezekiel 47. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. Remember, this is a vision. Physically, the temple is in ruins. But Ezekiel, in a vision, sees the temple of God again and a trickle, just a trickle of water coming out. And we read on in verse 5. But now, this trickle, now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. And he asked me, Son of man, do you see this? And I ask you today, do you see this? Do you see the river of God alive and active, blessing God's world today? Do you see this? Water's life. And wherever water flows, so does hope and meaningful existence. This is what I love about water. Water leaves a trail of life in all its abundance. And this today is also a prophetic symbol. A prophetic symbol for us today to recapture and remember that the blessing of God is not just limited to the Old Testament, but God is alive and as active today as we read in the Bible. Let me read on. Water leaves a trail of life. Verse 7. Ezekiel says, when I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. And he said to me, this water flows toward the east region and goes down into the Arabah where it enters the sea. And when it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore from En Gedi to En Gallim. There will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. Water leaves a trail of life in all its abundance. Chris Wright, in his commentary on Ezekiel, says this about the river of life coming out of the temple. He says this, the most important fact about the river is its source. It comes directly from the presence of God himself. That is why it is capable of giving life and sustenance, for those things are gifts from the living God. Verse 12, the passage ends here. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit, because the water from the sanctuary flows from them. And this is the key verse. Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing. When the presence of God flows out from heaven into our world, he brings provision and healing. Let me ask you, where in your soul do you need God's healing right now? For we are all groaning. We are groaning through doubt. We are groaning through pain. We are groaning through struggle. We are groaning through addictions. We're groaning through grief. We're groaning through worry. Let me ask you, where do you need God's healing today? This vision of the water coming out of the temple is still alive in 2021. God is still pouring his blessing into the world today. And when you become a follower of Jesus, we experience the river of God's blessing in us, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in us. Therefore, your soul, your very soul, you become the temple of God. Your life becomes a living embodiment of the water and the blessing of God coming from you out into our neighborhood. This vision today is alive. This vision today is for us. We become God's blessing for the world because we know and experience our freedom in Christ. That is why our vision for 2021 is freedom to bless. We are the river of God's blessing today, flowing into our neighborhoods. That's the strongest statement that I want to make for us in this moment that we share right now. You and I, we are the river of God's blessing, flowing into our neighborhood. And even Jesus, he picked up on Ezekiel 47. I'm sure of it. When Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 38, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, here it is, rivers of living water will flow from within them. I am sure that Jesus had in his mind the vision of Ezekiel 47. When he shared that with his disciples, that we become a river of living water flowing to our world. And that is why I believe it's time for us this year. I'm so excited about this, that we would unleash together a river of God's blessing from our church out into our neighborhood. And to help that, we've created an art installation in our foyer. Those online, we hope that at some point you'll be able to come and check out this art installation. But we have other creative means to kind of get the juices flowing practically. How can we be a river of God's blessing to our neighborhood? Let me tell you a little bit about this art installation. You may have seen it, those in the building, as you came into our foyer. Let me give you a little bit of a background, that this installation uses strong black and white portraits. These images, they're meant to bring to life the habitual and attitudinal changes and traits of Freedom to Bless. You'll notice that there's text down the sides of these portraits. And these texts, they're meant to be people's internal dialogue, like almost like a monologue, about what they love and about what they would like to do better. It's personal. It's emotive. But it's really our freedom in Christ lived out. We could have used shots from our church people and participants. We could have used our own scripts. And I'm sure we're going to head in that direction. But today, what we really desire is to represent the different life stages and examples of what Freedom to Bless looks like. We've developed 12 scripts that capture something of our life stages, and I'm going to reflect, not all of them, but some of them for you. These images, they capture really the intergenerational edge of our church. We're a church from cradle to grave. So we've got 12 scripts. They just symbolize and represent our life stages. Allow me to start to read them for you. This potentially could be a young adult. And we saw this intro video before I started to speak this morning. But I'm free to create in my art studio. Listen more than I speak. Look up from my phone more. Tell someone of God's goodness. Spend time with grandma. Support persecuted Christians. Blessing starts with me. This also could be a young adult. I'm free to climb my favorite rock face. Be nice to someone I don't know. Give up an hour for Kids Hope. Participate in a life group. Pray more through the day. Do housemates washing. Blessing starts with me. This could be a dad. I'm free to ride some early morning waves. Help that new person at work. Go on a life-changing mission. Stand more on God's promises. Spend more time with the kids. Call dad more. Blessing starts with me. This could be a grandmother. I am free to potter around my rose garden. Look for a moment to be kind. Fill up another food box. Think, what would Jesus do? Bake a cake for the next door neighbor. Make kids' church really special on Sunday. Blessing starts with me. You'll notice that each script just starts with something that we can enjoy. You see, we have a freedom in Christ to enjoy our bodies. We have a freedom in Christ to enjoy this planet. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed by God to enjoy this planet so that we can be a river of God's blessing to those around us. And that's why you'll see that at the start of each script, there's something that we enjoy, and we are free to enjoy our bodies. We are free to enjoy this planet. And out of such a rich freedom in Christ and a filling up of His Spirit, we then can be a river of life and a blessing to all those in our life and those that we connect with. Let us become a great big river of God's blessing this year to our neighborhoods. Let me read a few more scripts from us. This could be a teenage boy. I'm free to roll into the half pipe. Include that kid who looks lonely. Friend someone in real life. Talk to God more. Take out the recycling. Pray for the less fortunate. Blessing starts with me. Or another teenager. I'm free to paint my nails any color. Say nice things about others. Start a group chat in person. Give my troubles to God. Make my bed more. Help out at youth. Blessing starts with me. Or a uni student. I am free to learn another instrument. Say hello to a new person at uni. Share my knowledge with others. Tag someone different in a post. Spend quiet time with God. Send a missionary an encouraging email. Blessing starts with me. Well, finally, a grandfather. Remember, we do have other scripts. These are just 8 out of 12. I am free to spend time restoring my dream car. Say nice things about people. Support Cambodian children. Believe God in the unseen. Mow the neighbor's lawn. Be there for the grandkids. Blessing starts with me. It is our heart's desire that we would write our own blessing scripts in 2021. I've loved over the Christmas break just starting to live this vision out in my own life. Shell and I decided to take the kids down to Watamala during annual leave. It was a beautiful day, but they've actually gotten rid of the crossing. So you had to take the long way down, which was seriously this massive staircase. And halfway down, when we looked out, it was incredible, the national park. It looked like a tropical island. So we kind of got some photos with the kids. And basically, I wasn't aware, but when you get right down the bottom, the tide we're in, which was an outgoing tide, there's these rapids, and you kind of got to cross these rapids, and they're probably about, I'd say, almost waist-deep rapids. Like, it's pretty intense. And so we were taking some photos, and these two mums came down, and they were really, really heavy laden. They had, like, 3 or 4 bags all up. One mum had, like, this serious toddler on her hip, and another little one with her hands, holding her hands. There were like about 4 kids. They looked like they were struggling. But I noticed that people were just going up and down as if they weren't struggling. And I just looked and just said, oh man, that's just very obvious. It's just like these mums need a hand. I said, can I please help you halfway down? They looked at us and they said, that'd be great. Our husbands are at work. So I grabbed their bags, went down. I didn't realize there was a rapids. I'm like, seriously, the Africans, they put it on their heads. So I did that too. So on their heads, I'm seriously wading through these rapids. I put it on the other side. Their friends come around. And then there was like this full-on Lion King moment because the lady hands me this really little one. And so like I'm just standing in the rapids and I'm holding this little one and I'm like going across the rapids and giving it to the mum. I was just like, oh, phew. And by the time we got to the other side and they got across, they were just so, so thankful. They also said, we're going to eat all our food. And I just thought, I walked away and thought, wow, that is just, gee, it's enriching when you can bless another. I know there's some chemical reactions about endorphins being released in your mind that makes you feel good. But when we can be a river of blessing, literally in a rapid, that's what this vision's about. In fact, it was interesting. I came back, so I thought this would be good. So I was pushing the boys on a bodyboard down the rapids. It was kind of fun because I had to dodge the people crossing. Might have failed a few times, but I kind of like had to grab the boys because it kind of went out into the ocean there. And this poor lady was crossing these rapids, and she slipped, and she's carrying her bags, and she's just flying down the rapids. And like she's screaming, and I'm like right there, and so I kind of grabbed her. It's really hard lifting an adult out of, and I'm not that strong. So I kind of got her to the shore, and she was so wet, and she looked at me and she says, "What about my hat and sandals?" Thanks, and she took off. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go play somewhere else. Sundays are always pretty precious for us pastors on annual leave, and it was late Sunday afternoon. I was sitting on my back deck listening to some music. Thought I'd do a good thing and put some washing on the line. I knew it was in the washing machine. I noticed that my next door neighbor had all sorts of rubbish in his backyard. It's really seriously hot as well. And I must admit, I was just thinking, I looked at it and went, that's council cleanup for sure. And I thought to myself, do I help him? Do I just go and be selfish? It's Sunday, I want to rest, I'm tired. But I saw Tim and I said, mate, is that for council cleanup? He says, yeah. I said, let's get into it. So didn't take that long, but basically helped him, next door neighbor, getting all his rubbish up on the council cleanup. And he was so grateful and so thankful. And this is the vision. And I believe that as we become a river of blessing, people are going to ask why. And we're not going to take the credit because we're someone good. We're going to say, because Jesus first loved me. Jesus, what? Who's Jesus? Oh, I've got to tell you about Jesus. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is the one who gives me power to overcome. You don't know Jesus? Can I tell you a little bit about Jesus? We're not going to take the glory for doing good. We're going to keep reflecting the glory right back up to Jesus because He deserves it. And I believe that we are going to have some rich gospel conversations, and you're going to experience the Holy Spirit give you words that you might not have had if you didn't take a step to be a blessing to those around you. But my heart's desire for us is that we would write our own freedom scripts. But this vision, it's really about eyes for others. So when we go out today and when we stop watching online, let's just go out with eyes for others. Eyes for others to be a river of blessing. So I started to write my own script, and this will change throughout the year, but this is for me, and I'm hoping that we can all do this. I'm free to race my mountain bike with my friends. Help some struggling mums with their bags. Serve my next door neighbour with practical help. Call mum and dad more. Take my wife out on a date. Talk about Jesus and his love with those I connect with. There's a couple of guys that aren't following Jesus in my life, and I just want to talk to them more about Jesus. Read the Bible to my sons. Blessing starts with me. Let me ask you, what could be in your freedom to bless script? Because if we are got a script of blessing, we become that river of blessing to the world. This river, it continues all throughout eternity. I want to take you back to Ezekiel 47, verse 12. Every month, we read, they will bear fruit. Because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. My friend, we are those trees. We have been watered by the river of the Holy Spirit. We are now to produce fruit. We are now to be healing in the name of Jesus for those that are struggling. And we can, not because of our strength, but because of Christ in us. And when Jesus returns, in the new heavens and the new earth, in Revelation, we read this. It builds on Ezekiel 47. It builds on the words of Jesus. And in Revelation, as the Bible comes to an end and history is culminated and the new heavens and the new earth are ushered in, this is what we read. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. We're talking about heaven here on earth. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And if this isn't connected to Ezekiel 47, then I don't know what would be. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Wow, my friend, where we are going, there is rich healing for all eternity. We are caught in the stream of God's blessing. And we become that stream to the world, and we are floating in that stream for all eternity. And it brings healing to us, and it ought to bring blessing to our world. Are you excited for this, church? We're going to become a river of God's blessing to our neighborhood. Can you see the freedom to bless script in your mind? Are you excited? Because there is great joy in blessing others. It takes the focus off us. And when we live for others, wow, great joy comes. And I believe great healing happens within. Freedom to bless. Blessing starts with me. Let me pray as the band comes forward. Our Father, we thank you for this message today that you've put on our heart. I just want to say thank you so much that you have saved us. that you love us, and that you have freed us, and it cost your life, your blood was shed, but I praise you that you are not dead. You are alive, and you bring us freedom today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Spirit. It's a river of blessing in our soul. Thank you, Lord, that we can enjoy our bodies and enjoy this planet. Thank you for our hobbies and passions and interests. And thank you, Lord, that in your name we can find great joy in enjoying this planet. But Father, may we not live for ourselves. May we not just consume the river of your blessing. May we, Lord Jesus, as a church, may we make you proud this year by becoming a river of blessing into our neighborhood. Father, I pray that you'll help me with eyes for others. Pray that you'll help all of us, Lord, look beyond our groaning to be a blessing to those around us. Lord, I'm excited for us and what you're going to do through us this year. Spirit, I pray you'll take us to moments where we actually get to talk more about you, Jesus, because of our blessing. Lord, I pray that you'll surprise us and that some who aren't here today will be here because of the river of blessing coming out of CBC, from our lives, into our neighborhood. I'm excited for who isn't here today but will be because we're willing to bless. I'm excited, Lord Jesus. May in our soul today, may this image of the river of life, may it well up within us an anticipation and an excitement and a readiness to overflow your love through our lives into our neighborhoods this year. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've saved us for a purpose. Here we are. Send us. We will go. In Jesus' name.